Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Empower Your Life Summit. We are so grateful that you made the decision to join us and give yourself the gift and really honoring yourself with this special time with these incredible women that are here to share their inspiring stories with you and the lessons that they've learned along the way to assist you on your own journey of empowerment. Now, these women, they are authors of our upcoming book, Empower Your Life. And in the book, they're sharing their personal stories of the ups and downs that they've had, the things that they've lived through, and how they made it through, how they made changes in their lives or shifts in their lives, and how they started living differently so they feel like they're thriving, so they feel empowered in their lives. And they share it all because they feel that it's their purpose and their passion to help other people by sharing their own story. So you're going to love reading that book, too. But I just want to let you know that these women are here. They have businesses, or they donate their time and energy for causes that they care about. And they are honoring their path and calling by being on this interview here today. So I'm really happy to be talking today right now with Amy Jay. She is really a fun woman. You'll enjoy her energy when you start hearing her talk. I'm going to read a brief introduction about Amy, and then we'll start talking with her. Amy Jay's journey as a teacher began over 20 years ago. Since then, she has had the pleasure of instructing individuals and groups of all ages and backgrounds in subjects ranging from academic to self-healing and much more. Amy Jay holds a master's degree from the University of Oxford and a master's and certificate of science from the Theta Healing Institute of Knowledge. She uses her extensive background in academic instruction and the healing arts to guide those who are ready to more health, presence, and abundance in their lives. And I am so happy to be talking with you, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And Amy, I know this is the second time that we're doing an interview with you because you were also a co-author in one of our past books, Heal Thyself, and you shared your beautiful journey of healing there. And I know in this book, you're sharing your journey of empowerment. And so I'm really excited to present you today to this new group of listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really an honor to be here and a privilege. So I'm really grateful to be speaking with you today.
Yeah, and me too. Right back at you. And, you know, I love your topic today, too, surrendering the fight. Empowerment is not a battle. And it's so interesting because I don't like to fight against anything, you know, and surrender is a word, the word to talk about, I know, because it feels like, uh-oh, is surrender giving up? Is it weakness? What
right.
is that? So we'll talk about that a little further. But first, I'd love for you to talk about just some kind of, like, open question. Do you believe that we have all come here with a purpose or a mission?
I do. In fact, what I believe is that prior to, you know, us coming into our bodies, that that our free will begins before we actually incarnate. And we make some choices for the evolution and the development of our soul to learn particular things during our lifetimes. And so different modalities, different philosophies might refer to these events or these opportunities as missions or as destiny or a purpose or divine timing. And essentially what I believe is that, you know, we have these specific things that we have chosen before we got here to come and experience as opportunities for learning and for growth and for evolution, and that, you know, we're being guided always towards these different opportunities, these different appointments, if you will, for us to complete and fulfill our mission, and that it's really up to us to determine how we show up for those missions and in what way we arrive at the opportunities to complete and fulfill those missions.
I love that. So, you know, that gives me some sense of comfort is what I want to say, because I feel like, okay, so I'm here. I was part of this planning process, actually, so I can do this, you know. So it gives me a little bit
right.
of, I want to say, ease for that. So I like that. And, you know, we talked about your topic of surrender, right? So, and that could mean a lot of different things. Will you tell us what does surrender mean to you and why is it important?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, as you've already said, surrender has so many different connotations, not just on a personal level, but a historical level. You know, our DNA has memories of, you know, what surrender meant to our ancestors, you know, if they were in battles or in fights and things like that. So at any given point in time, you know, surrender can mean a bunch of different things to us. And because of that, you know, when we're in the process of developing and cultivating our own self-empowerment and self-love and self-acceptance, the connotations or the definitions of surrender that I like to focus on involve or relate to the process of acceptance and allowance. Because when we can accept something that's happening in our life, and when we can see it with an energy of detachment or an energy that is not emotionally charged, then we can actually allow ourselves to witness the resistance that we have to moving forward or fulfilling an experience for ourselves. The resistance will just disappear or resolve or simply like melt away even. When we're in that space of surrender or allowing and accepting of what is currently happening, we actually can make room for more miracles to come into our lives. And the process of surrender then becomes less about having to give up or sacrifice and more about acknowledging what potential is available to us in any given moment, and then recognizing that that can happen, and then observing what happens when we simply recognize what's already taking place in front of us.
That's great. Again, I feel more comfort in that because it makes me feel like it's a really good thing. And I know when I've surrendered before to things, I feel a sense of relief. I think that's probably common, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, Amy J., I know that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay, great. We're on the same page here. You know, I know, Amy J., that you believe that connecting to and loving your authentic self is really key. It's really important. Can you tell us why you believe that?
Absolutely. Well, there's just so much to do in a life, you know, there are so many opportunities and choices involved, you know, from a fundamental biological level all the way to the, you know, more philosophical and spiritual evolution of ourselves. There's so many things that are involved in creating our realities on a day-to-day basis. And I believe that, you know, self-love and appreciation and acknowledgement and validation of your authentic self is key, because if we're not honest about who and what we actually are and where we're going, the process of getting where we want to go becomes very challenging, because we're not allowing ourselves to really step into our maximum or our highest potential. And when we do that, when we're actually allowing and acknowledging ourselves to be our most, you know, full expression of our authentic selves, and we're allowing ourselves to really love ourselves and view ourselves as this magnificent multidimensional being who's here to fulfill certain tasks and to do so in a way that's empowered. When we do that, it becomes just a lot easier. The steps, the mundane process of getting from point A to point B no longer has to concern us and be, you know, wrought with anxiety or stress or fear. And we can actually allow ourselves to view others from a place of understanding and compassion. Because once we start to really acknowledge that we are these divine expressions, in physical form, and that we're here to grow and we're here to learn, when we start allowing ourselves to really play in that energy, it becomes almost impossible to not view others that way as well. And so a lot of the challenges that we face as a species, you know, the lack of understanding or the prejudice or the hatred or resentment, all of that begins to start to fall away because we start to really view ourselves from a place of wholeness. And it allows us to view others from that same place as well.
Yes, and, you know, I've experienced that in my life because I know that I've had major shifts. You know, I'm 57 years old. I've had major shifts where I feel like I used to be very attached to certain belief systems and things that I had been taught.
Sure.
And then I started getting more in touch with my own self. I thought, that really isn't who I'm about. You know, that's not me. So I feel like, you know, I made shifts like that. And I know, you know, I feel much more accepting, and I have more of a mindset of, hey, we're all in this together. We're all one here. Let's see what we can figure out. Instead of, that was not how I lived many of my years in my 20s and my 30s. So I'm very happy to have made this shift because I feel like my life is better. You know, it just feels better to me.
Yeah.
So So I like that.
Absolutely.
So I hope other people are experiencing this as well. And we can see it. You know, like you said, there's a lot of evidence of, you know, strife in our society where we're not accepting other people and allowing them to be who they are. And that's, you know, it creates chasms between us. So, yeah, I love what you just said there. So now we talked about surrender. Do you think, Amy, that there are any misconceptions or myths people have around surrender?
I do, and I think a lot of them are actually very reasonable misconceptions and reasonable myths because of the way the word is used in our language and our culture. I think, you know, one of the most common ones is that people believe that surrender doesn't involve a choice, that, you know, if you surrender, you're you know, sort of put into a corner and there's no other option and you have to surrender. And I think that's a very common misconception, that people believe that the act of surrendering does not include free will. And then I also think that, you know, sort of connected or, you know, related to that is another misconception that when surrender takes place in the process of empowerment or the process of discovery, that that it means that some type of sacrifice has to be made, or, meaning, you know, people have to take advantage of you if you're going to surrender, or that essentially the act of surrender involves losing your own power in the process. And in reality, you know, the act of surrender when it comes to spiritual growth and evolution and empowerment has the opposite effect, that when we surrender, we actually become more powerful. And so that's kind of a really interesting misconception. You know, it's sort of the opposite. And then another thing that I do notice is that a lot of people believe that, you know, surrender needs to look a particular way, that, you know, you can only surrender if you've done a certain number of, you know, downward dogs, or you can only surrender if you've had a particular set of experiences. And the reality is that at no point in any of our existence is our reality static. It's always dynamic and it's always changing based on what's happening around us in our physical reality, based on how we're feeling, based on what our soul is hoping to create and experience. And so the process of surrender is actually not a static process. It's very dynamic and it's constantly changing and adjusting to what your needs are and how you're feeling. And in the same way that the process of self-love is also a dynamic process, and it grows as you grow and changes as we change. So those are some of the things that I do notice in working with people that come up a lot around the idea of surrendering, that tend to be sort of just, you know, almost like old information that's no longer applicable to, you know, the current paradigm of where, you know, where everybody is moving in terms of, you know, their own self empowerment and self love and self acceptance.
I like that, because, you know, I do think that many people do think surrender is a weakness. You know, they're not going to surrender, they're not giving up, they're going to hold on so tight. But we know when we're holding on so tight that we aren't open to receive new things too. So, you know, surrender is so important. I know it's been in my life, so I can attest to exactly what you're saying. You know, and you mentioned self-love. You know, so self-love, though, is tough to do. You know, especially for some people who haven't been loving themselves throughout their whole life, or they think, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. That's selfish, just be, you know, loving myself. So what can we do to help people understand self-love and to keep it simple and avoid for them going into overwhelm?
So the first thing is make it about right now. You know, I think, you know, in my own experience and then also working with clients over the years, one of the biggest kind of pitfalls is that, you know, if we don't have self-love, the process or the prospect of even thinking about loving yourself just seems like an impossible task. And one, you know, that feels grueling almost. So if we pull ourselves out of the process as a whole and just view one moment at a time, and we make it about how we feel right now in this moment, and we simplify it and we say, am I fulfilled and feeling wonderful about myself, yes or no? Or how much am I feeling good about myself right now? Is it 80%? Is it 20%? Is it 100%? And we just sort of reduce it to, how am I feeling right now? How much do I love myself in this moment? How can I love myself more in this moment? Then it becomes less about this long, painful journey and more about in this moment, from moment to moment, what can I do to augment the feeling of fulfillment and enjoyment that I'm experiencing by being in this body, in this life, in this head, and in this reality? Because it's so easy for us to get distracted by plans or intentions or where we want to go in our personal practice. And, you know, our power begins with our thoughts, and we're having thoughts all the time. So instead of focusing on, you know, 3 months from now, I'm going to be this amazing person. Like, well, why not start by thinking right now, I'm going to be this amazing person, even if it doesn't feel possible in the moment. By beginning in the moment, it makes the next moment a lot easier. And being able to stay focused and mindful and present with that process from moment to moment, I've found it's been a very effective tool in releasing some of the pressure to have to make progress around loving yourself or appreciating yourself or feeling empowered, and allowing yourself to just view it as a moment by moment growth process. And each moment is its own little, you know, self-contained moment. So every time you experience a new moment, there's no judgment brought to it because it's a new moment, and you just reassess in the moment how you're feeling. And that's one of the biggest things that that I, in my personal practice and also with clients, have found to be very, very helpful. And then, of course, you know, forgiving yourself for the times where you're not loving on yourself completely or you're not feeling empowered, and releasing that energy from your body so that it doesn't gum up the pathways towards future empowerment or empowerment in the present moment that you're experiencing already.
I love that. You know, and that's a very different definition, not a definition of self-love, but whenever I've talked to people about self-love before, they always say, they give these lists, here's how you show your love to yourself, that you love yourself. You get your, you know, massages every month, and you make sure you take a walk in the morning, and you make sure you have quiet time away from your kids, or take a hot bath or something like that. And they give all these lists of things to do, but you're making it more about how it feels. How do you feel? And I really like that, because we can all tap into that easily without doing something.
Yeah, and it's a much more universal experience then, because we all have thoughts and we all have feelings, and, you know, we can all do things with those thoughts and feelings. You know, we can change them and we can adjust them and refocus them and magnify them and amplify them or minimize them accordingly. So so it's a really kind of fun, low impact but highly successful practice that I found is that's really useful in the cultivation of self-love.
I love that. Low impact, highly successful. We all want that. Thank you for that.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Okay, so now, you know, Amy, every time I've talked to you, it's so apparent that you're passionate about your work and what you're doing here in this world. You very much know what you're here for. Why do you have such a passion for helping others around the issue of self-love and empowerment?
Well, two reasons. One, because this topic, when we start to tap into our own innate abilities to appreciate and value ourselves, miracles happen. It's an inevitability. When we start to think about ourselves as powerful co-creators, it becomes infectious, and we go out into our reality and we're projecting these energies of self-love and empowerment, and people around us pick up on that and start to change. And, you know, and if we're going to change our world and make it a better place for our future generations, we have to start somewhere. And why not start with ourselves? Because ultimately, that's, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to evolve. We're here to grow. So that's one of the reasons, is, you know, because it works. You know, when we love ourselves, we create miracles. It totally works. And then the other reason is that, you know, when I was younger, I had, a lot of difficulty understanding who I was in relation to my family, in relation to, you know, kids at school. And I didn't really feel like there was a place for me. And I didn't understand what my identity was about. And I didn't feel good about the parts of myself that I did understand, or the parts of myself that were surfacing. I didn't know how to use the parts of me that were coming out, in an effective way. And so, you know, I worked really, really hard, and I'm still working, you know, working at this process. It's, you know, it's an ongoing evolutionary process. I worked really, really hard for a number of years to simply be able to look at myself in the mirror and say, I love you and you're beautiful, and to actually believe that, you know, like, it's one thing you can say it, but to get to that place where it starts to really, you feel it in your body. And, you know, during that process, it was a very lonely process for me. And it gave me so many tools and so much, you know, so much insight into my own development and how we as human beings work. And because it was such a lonely process, I kind of made this decision that I didn't, if I could help someone not have it be a lonely process, I wanted to do that. I wanted to be able to let people know that the process of loving yourself and acknowledging your true self is not a lonely road, that it's actually an opportunity for celebration and for joy and for collaboration and community, and that you don't actually have to be alone going, you know, down the rabbit hole to discover yourself in order to know and to appreciate and to love who and what you are, that you, that if you want to, it can actually be a community experience and an opportunity for deeper, you know, friendship and connection. And that's something that I think is invaluable. You know, we can't necessarily accomplish everything we want to accomplish by ourselves. You know, at some point, others are necessary. And in the process of self-love, you know, one of the best, most wonderful experiences is being able to share our own joy and our own passion and love of our and appreciation of ourselves with others and have them receive it and celebrate it too. So I want to be able to help people have that experience if I can, you know, and I can, so I am.
Yes, you are. And it's wonderful. I love that. And it's this paying it forward thing too. You know, it's like, I've learned this.
Exactly.
I've gone through this. I just want to help, you know, in any way that I can. And I love that you're out there doing it, and you're very proficient at it. You've been doing it for many years. And I know that, I heard you had a program, a really wonderful program called Own Your You. I'd love for you to tell our listeners about that.
Oh, absolutely. So Own Your You is a program that I developed a while back, because I just kept, having this experience with clients where time and time again, one of the sources of all of the troubles was that for whatever reason, individuals were afraid or fearful or timid around really embodying who they are and doing it in a way that, you know, was, you know, confident, empowered, even sexy, you know, like just really going for it and, you know, just like throwing themselves into who they are without fear and with total trust that this was who they were meant to be. And so the program itself is a series of one-on-one healing sessions with me over a period of 2 to 3 months. And we get together and we basically outline at the beginning of the program, you know, who do you want to be? Who is your authentic self? What are you truly? And what are you truly, but maybe you're still afraid or you're nervous about allowing that part of yourself to blossom and shine. And then we go through a series of different practices and healings and activities that are designed to essentially open you to who you are in your most authentic form, your most authentic expression of yourself. So I work with people in this program, and in between the sessions, you know, we do a lot of correspondence and checking in, and there's usually a lot of, you know, extra customized activities and practices that go into it as well, so that, you know, whoever you are becoming, you can become more of faster, and that the process can be something that you don't have to experience by yourself, but you can do it with others, and have the support that whatever form of support, the support that you need to get you where you want to be, in a way that feels really celebratory and really empowering.
Mm, that sounds great. And so if somebody was interested in this program, how would they find out about that or sign up for it?
Yeah, so all the information for the Own Your You program is available on my website. My website is www.mana-healing.com. You can, you can go to my website and check it out. You can read about it there. If you have questions, you can contact me directly through my website. And I'd be happy to answer any questions, about the program.
Great. And I know you also have a gift for our listeners. Can you tell us about that?
I do. Yeah. So, this gift is super, super fun. It's a series of really easy, simple, everyday activities that you can do from your home or your office or your car to help you maintain focus throughout your day. So some of the activities, don't require more than like a couple of minutes of time. Some of them, you can stretch out and really enjoy, lengthen the activity. And you can get this this gift by going to my website, www.mana-healing.com, and subscribing to my newsletter. And my newsletter is essentially an opportunity for you to hear about upcoming classes or workshops that I'm teaching. I have a blog, so all of the information that you're getting is essentially to give you greater access to my time and my offerings and my insights, and you get this wonderful free gift in the process.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much for that. That, that sounds so good. Simple activities. I like that. A few minutes here and there. That's great. I love this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Amy, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, and it's, I learn so much every time, and I always feel expanded by your energy. So thank you so much for being a part of this summit, and also thank you again for sharing your story, your amazing story in this book. When I read it, I was, brought to tears and also enheartened because I felt your shift in this story, and I know that our readers will love that too. So thank you so much for being a part of all of this, and I know you're an empowered woman and you love sharing that, so thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure, and I'm so excited and awed and inspired by all the women that have co-authored the book with me, and I just want to thank all of them for making this possible for all of us. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of our efforts combined. So thank you everybody.
Yes, absolutely. It's a collaborative effort, that's for sure. And it's also an effort, a collaboration with our listeners, and our readers, because, everybody that is involved in all of this is raising the vibration of people and the planet by starting with themselves. And so when you empower yourselves, you're also showing and being that example of empowering other people. So listeners, thank you so much for being here and giving yourself this gift and then following that through with your own journey of empowerment and spreading the good word about your empowerment so that other people can feel that too. And listeners, please be sure to continue to tune into this summit and listen to more of these incredible interviews. And make sure you read that ebook as well. There was a gift in your ebook when you signed up for this. There was a gift in your email that is the ebook that is a tips ebook for everyday empowerment, short and sweet little tips from our authors. And so you'll love that too. And also on March 20th, this is our launch day for the book, Empower Your Life. Be sure to visit our website on that day at empoweryourlifebook.com. We'll guide you to buy the book on Amazon, and then you'll return to our website, and you will see that you can collect bunches of bonus gifts from about 50 bonus gifts from our partners and authors that are, again, for your empowerment, for your growth, for so many things. These are videos, they're audios, they're audio recordings, they are ebooks and reports and sometimes free sessions from these people. So there's lots that goes along with this book. So be sure to take advantage of that on launch day, which is March 20th. And again, go out there today, feel good about your life, find those things that you are happy in your life in this moment that you are happy for. Like Amy said, tap in, how am I feeling right now? And go with that and do something about it because you can, because you've got the power. So thank you all for being here. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Bye for now.